B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy hoop day! Yes, happy hoop day. We got ball, baby. We got ball. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, tonight, 6:30. The Jazz and the Zions. And at 9 o'clock, oh, it's going to be great. Clippers and Lakers. We got basketball back, everybody. This is unbelievable. I'm so excited. Basketball returns. Hockey returns over the weekend. Wow, amazing. It's going to be so much fun. Sixers and Flyers over the weekend. It all starts 2.0 tonight. Can't wait, Rhonda. It's going to be a blast. We're going to get to watch, like, basketball. It's such a great thing. Man, like, I was thinking about it, and I was kind of like a kid knowing that today's the official restart of all sports. Because you got baseball already started, and we'll get into that in a moment. You're going to have basketball start tonight, hockey starts, and it's finally going to be real. Like, can I just begin with the modifications that Major League Baseball is doing? This is unreal. You want to talk about having no plan. If you're the NFL, here's your blueprint. Don't be like MLB. They've taken this great sport, this great game of baseball, and they have butchered this whole thing. They've butchered it. It's unbelievable. So now they have a compliance officer who's the resident rat, right? Which they need because these idiots can't control themselves, right? Like, really, you can't control yourself for 2 months. But I don't blame those guys. I blame MLB because why would MLB, knowing who your players are, why would you trust them? Why would you trust them to do the right thing and stay in for 2 months while you play a game? Now you got to put a compliance officer in, and now they're starting to scramble. There's nothing worse. There's nothing more that promotes ineptitude than 11th hour rule changes. The season has started. Now they're scrambling to institute rules. They're talking about, and this is mind-boggling, the Phillies are going to play, they could play a doubleheader on Saturday. And they're talking about making doubleheaders seven-inning games. What? How is that right? How could you just change the game? That's a dramatic change. It changes everything. If you got starting pitchers, if you got good rotation, well, the seventh inning is great for you. Like, it actually helps the Phillies because their bullpen is so poisonous. But you can't do that. How do you just institute a seventh inning? How do you even talk about instituting a seventh inning rule? And can I just tell you, this runner on second is bogus. It's so bogus. I hate it. It's bad. It's not good. What are they? They're destroying this game. This leadership, beginning with Rob Manfred, who I can't believe I'm saying this, he's worse than Bud Selig. I covered Bud Selig. Bud Selig was clueless. He first was an owner who turned into the commissioner and was in the owner's pocket. But beyond that, Rob Manfred is the worst. The absolute worst. I can't believe it. I can't believe how poorly they have run this thing. And now they're scrambling. And football better take notice. I'm still, I don't know about you guys, but I am still like clueless about how they're going to do this. Like, how are you going to play? How are you going to play with no bubble? I don't know how you do it. And they're talking about, like, they are steadfast, man. We're playing. The ACC just announced an 11-game schedule for college football. How's that? Are you really going to play college football? You can't move it to the spring? I know it's a pain in the ass and all, but it's mind-boggling what they're doing. So we'll get into that. Well, I'm very excited about the NBA restart. I can't believe. I'm so excited about it. It's so good. NBA coming back, and I'm curious to see what the level of games are. So we'll get into that, Sixers hopes. We're going to have Dan Orlovsky today. Danny's going to talk about the Carson omission in the top 100. But let me throw something at you, because I was having this discussion with a buddy of mine, and we were talking about the Eagles. And, you know, knowing under the guys that they're going to play, Are you worried about them? Now, the good is you got a veteran coaching staff and you have a team that's been together. So that's a really important, those are important aspects. And it's with very limited exhibition games and limited exposure to one another during the OTAs. There was no OTAs, just virtual OTAs. So with all the disruption in preparing for the league and league play, that's a good thing that the Eagles are a veteran team. However, no Brandon Brooks. And the Marquise Godwin thing, I gotta tell you, I'm disappointed, because now all of a sudden you're gonna have to rely on DeSean Jackson, who again with a very limited training camp, who we saw lasted a half last year. You're back to Alshon Jeffrey and a rookie, right? Like, that's what you're relying on. And I'm starting to get worried about them. And there's no Brandon Brooks. Good morning, Shunas.
What's going on? There's a lot to talk about.
I know.
A lot to get into.
I could go from now until 2, but I want to incorporate everybody.
Oh, I appreciate that you want to incorporate me. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you're right about the Eagles thing. You know, Marquise Goodwin, and I don't fault him at all for opting out there a lot. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people.
Listen, God bless Goodwin. I mean, I really think, you know, I get it. But I was hoping, I thought he would give them something. Really.
Yeah, I mean, he's actually has time in the league. He's got speed. But yeah, unfortunately, there are apparently Eagles fans that are attacking him on social media. And he actually had to put out a post saying, "I can't believe I'm getting attacked for my decision," which is, I don't know. That's disgusting that people are doing that. But yeah, you know, it is concerning that you have, okay, Alshon Jeffrey, who, you know, we all have a feeling, pretty good feeling, that he's this rat in the clubhouse. So you're already dealing with that. That's a problem. Plus, he's also running on like one leg at this point. You know, DeSean Jackson, his groin fell off last year. You can't depend on him for 16 games in a season. And then again, like you said, a rookie, Jalen Reagor, but also two rookies that you drafted later in the rounds that you think all right, maybe we can get something out of them. But they're fifth-round picks for a reason.
Well, A, they're fifth-round picks, and B, you've had no offseason.
Yes.
So you can't count on those kids for anything.
Yeah, so you're going to turn back to a 12-personnel offense.
Yeah.
Because you have Ertz and Goddard, which is what Carson's comfortable with.
Right.
And are you happy with that?
No.
I didn't think so.
I'm kind of, and I don't want to be down, but a buddy of mine was like, hey, what do you think? He said the Eagles over under win total was 9.5. And he said, what do you think? And I go, he goes, over's a lock, right? And I go, I would have said yes, but I don't know if it's a lock.
I don't know if it's a lock, but 9-7 can still get you in the playoffs. Because remember, it's the extra wild card.
No, I know, but he was talking about taking the over 9.5.
I don't think it is a lock. You're right. Because there are a lot of concerns. And the over-under, I'm sure, came out before Brandon Brooks went down for the season. And you had to sign Jason Peters to play a position he's never played in his life before. And that also means Andre Dillard now has in the back of his mind, wow, Jason Peters is back on the team. You know, what if they kick me out of the left tackle spot, put Jason Peters there?
Right.
You know, so there are a lot of question marks with this team. And fortunately, you still have a franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz. You still have a very, very good front four on the defensive side of things. But the offensive line, which is a strength of the team, took a hit.
Yeah.
The wide receivers, which we thought was going to be a strength, who knows? Is Marquise Goodwin that big of an impact that him sitting out? I don't know. But I thought he was going to do something.
It's another weapon on the outside for a team that has been devoid of weapons on the outside. So, again, it just puts that much more pressure on Jalen Reagor. I think the Goodwin thing is a big deal. And there's nothing you can do other than you understand it. You go, hey, man, I'm with you. God bless you. That's the only thing you can do. I got to tell you, I'm hoping, and it's going to be interesting, but if they play, I don't know where they're at. I don't know where they're at.
I still think they're kind of status quo from last year. I mean, I've never really moved from that opinion. I think they're very status quo. And
I guess I'm more worried about the offense.
Yeah, no. I mean, especially with the line taking a hit.
And if I'm them, I got to get one of those ends. I got to get one of those ends because I need to be sure.
You want to be San Francisco.
Well, again, if I get one of those ends, then I know that I have a great front that can disrupt. That, like, I need to have certain positions to be great. Right now, what position group is great? Tight end?
Yeah.
D-line is good. It's, you could even say it's very good.
Interior is great.
Yes.
But the outside, you know, Graham, who knows.
Ends, Barnett, you know, you hope. So you're there. Linebackers, no.
No.
Right? Safety question. Corner, you're better with Slay.
But you're still a question mark on the other side of the field.
Right.
Because who knows who's playing? Like, we don't even know who the second corner is yet, Ant.
Right. Again, you know, it's an interesting thing. Again, if they play, and that's a whole nother deal.
Yes.
Whether or not these guys are going to do the right thing and take care of themselves. I just don't know how. If there's any of a hope, it's football, because football is used to the almost barrack style existence. You know, it's the closest thing. It's not the military, but it's the closest thing to the regimen of the military. So you hope that can play and work out. But we saw, again, baseball. What do you think, Andrew, about the institute, like, these rules on the fly?
Yeah, these rules should be thought of, like, I don't know, a month ago.
Well, that's the point. Like, you started playing games, and it's taking the wind out of me. Like, I'm still watching, and I was watching.
I've been locked in.
Yeah, I know. I know. Listen, I was watching last night. I saw a little Mets, Red Sox, and whatever. I saw Yankees, Orioles. I got the thing, and I'm like, all right, you know, I'm kind of into it.
I saw nobody bunt in extra innings.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that. Do you like the rule?
I mean, for this year, I'm okay with it. I don't...
I just think it's bogus.
I guess for this year, I'm okay with it. I don't want that moving forward. It is weird. I know some people like it. Like, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of into it last night because I was like, oh, man, there's already runner on second. Like, it was kind of like I was getting into it, but I think I was more so talking myself into the moment. And then when nobody on the Astros would bunt the runner over to third, I'm like, all right, so you're still trying to swing for the fences. Right? Like, you're not doing any sort of strategic baseball. You're still trying to swing for the fences, and you're striking out.
Yeah.
And you're getting no productive out. One out runner on second.
These guys are fools. I don't get it. I thought the same thing. These guys are fools. This notion of you can't bunt is stupid.
It's amazing. I put out a tweet last night. I was like,
bunt?
It's like,
fly ball.
Yeah, exactly.
What? It's the most basic thing in the world. And you know what's funny? That stupid approach by these analytic zealots turns out that it makes it more dramatic. I don't like it's fabricated, right? Guys on second, he didn't earn his place on second base. But all right, I understand that could be exciting. But it's exciting for the wrong reason. Because you're not doing the proper thing.
Right,
if you have a runner on second, you bunt him over, and then you go get a fly ball.
And the game's over.
And that's what I thought we would see.
Yeah, so there was a graphic on ESPN last night. If you're the away team, right, your win probability with a runner on second, no outs, in the top of the 10th is 50%. Runner on third, one out, is only 48% because the mindset is, all right, well, the home team will start with the runner on second. In the bottom half, they could score two runs easily. If the home team is up to bat and you're still tied, your win percentage goes up when there's a runner on third with one out.
Sure.
Duh. Math. Bunt the runner over to third. They didn't do it. Four times they didn't do it yesterday, Ann.
I saw it.
And three times they struck out to start the inning.
It's unbelievable how you cannot put the ball in play.
In this launch angle day,
we had Larry Bowe on, right? And this is about 3 weeks ago. We're getting excited for the season. And Bo and I, this isn't about old school, new school, analytics. Baseball's always had numbers. It's always been a numbers game. The approach is just dumb. You got to explain to me. I'll go with you if it's the fifth inning of a tie game.
Yeah.
All right? I agree. You don't bunt. Lead off double, you don't need to bunt in the fifth inning. You're looking for a big inning.
Yes.
But in extra innings, you're looking for a run, a single run.
And then I get people on Twitter here say, well, the numbers, I don't care about the numbers.
But again, the numbers don't apply in extra innings.
Right.
Because in extra innings, the idea is to score a run
and also
win the game.
Also, do the numbers calculate that the Astros yesterday were 1-for-17 with runners in scoring position? No, they don't calculate that. So you're struggling offensively, and you're gifted a runner on second with no outs. And, the numbers say. All right, well, the numbers don't calculate
it's the
1-for-17.
By the way, that kid Javier is good.
Yes, he is.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's a great lineup, and he was dazzling last night.
But if the Astros could just bunt a runner over to third and hit a sac fly, I hit the, money line on the dogs last night.
Oh, damn.
But no, they don't know how to bunt.
That's
God forbid we do productive outs.
I know. I don't get it. And I don't like this whole other notion of now we're going to have a watchdog, Andrew. Now we're going to have a compliance officer. It's like, really? Rob Manfred is trying desperately to act like he's got control of the situation.
And you can't applaud him for trying desperately when he should have had these rules like, a month ago?
Yeah.
Or 2 months ago?
All you got to do is ask any baseball beat writer. Hey, you think it's going to work? You guys are going to comply?
No.
No.
I love how it's, hey, don't leave your hotel. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the hotel to the ballpark. I'm going to leave the hotel to travel because we don't have a bubble, but I can't leave the hotel after a game.
It's dumb. It's
now, it's the right move.
Yeah.
But you waited too long to do this.
All right. So, NBA tonight. Must-see TV tonight. We got games. 6:30 is Zion, Andrew.
Yeah, and the Rat. JJ. They had to put Zion's game first.
But he's not a rat.
Nah, he's a rat.
JJ's not a rat.
Nah, he's a rat. Can't trust a man like that.
Alshon's a rat.
Yeah, so is JJ.
Hey, JJ is a creep.
Yeah, nah, he's a rat, too. I'm out on JJ.
You're out.
No, I can't wait, though. I'm so pumped. Tonight's Clippers game, Lakers, oh, my God.
I can't wait to see Clippers-Lakers.
See, the NBA is very smart, obviously, not just because of the bubble. They were geniuses with that. But they're smart because they know that Zion has the draw. That's the first game, and that's the warm-up. That's the appetizer to Lakers-Clippers. They were very smart to get the ball rolling with this schedule, with these two games.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you got Kawhi and LeBron. It's in the Battle of L.A. How great is that? I mean, that's a great matchup.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
I'm a big Clipper man. You know that.
Yeah. They have a strong chance.
That team's good.
Yes, they are.
I still think they're the best team in the West.
Well, yeah. I mean, Kawhi didn't play majority. You know, he does the load management. Yeah. He plays every single night.
PG.
Who knows?
Yeah. When you look at Paul George, he's really – there are three guys – that I wish would be on this team. Paul George is the obvious because he's the best one. But C.J. McCollum and Bradley Beal. That's the piece. Right? Or Klay Thompson. All right. We're just getting started. I see people on the lines already. Can't wait to talk to you. Let's welcome sports back. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with the Chewness. Let's talk about Exceva. I was there yesterday. I had the family. Oh, man. This thing is so incredible. Look, here's the deal. It's vitamin infusion therapy. So we go 100 miles an hour, right? We feel stressed. We're exhausted. We're run down, dehydrated. We don't even realize it. You get headaches, some body aches. You're working overtime to protect ourselves from, you know, getting sick. So here's a positive way to recharge and refuel. It's called Exceva Vitamin Fusion Therapy. I'm telling you, it's been a game changer. Imagine flooding your body with the vitamins, nutrients, amino acids, and the hydration you need to boost your immune system, elevate your mood and energy level, and replenish your reserves. So I go yesterday. I bring my wife, the kids come, we're getting our infusion therapy. Sharon, who's the board certified nurse, is terrific. You know, she gives you the vitamin cocktail, sets you up like an IV, and you just relax. Flat screen TV, massage chair, you name it. We're talking vitamins, nutrients, hydration administered by the board certified nurse like Sharon. And it's terrific. It takes like 45 minutes. To learn more about Exceva's vitamin therapies, visit Exceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Exceva, replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 10:30. My father on the text board says, it's all moot. What are you talking about? You're worried about the Eagles. It's moot. You're not going to finish the season.
He's not crazy to think that.
I know. There's something about the NFL, though. The NFL is different. Baseball, let's face it, this is not, again, when we rip baseball, I'm not ripping the game because I love the game. I don't want to be hypocritical. I'm ripping MLB and those who run MLB right now. They're stooges. Like, they're just stooges. They're just trying, it's just all about money. I understand everything about money.
Right.
Right? Like, that's what it is. It's all about revenue. And believe me, it should be. Right? You have big contracts, TV contracts. It should be about revenue. But you got to be a little bereft. You need to be a little deft in how you dance around it. Otherwise, you're bereft of a soul.
Well, it's funny that
they are, or really, you're bereft of a brain.
It's funny that you're saying all this because last night I was with my my sister and brother-in-law. They're moving to just outside New York this weekend, so it's we did the last supper at their apartment.
They're moving, man. It's tough to move during this time.
Yeah, I know, but it's for my sister's for school and all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
But my brother-in-law just goes, "All right, let me ask you something. 30 games." And I was like, "What?" Over under, does Major League Baseball play at least 30 games? And I was like, I think over, because it'll be interesting to see how the Phillies' results are and all that kind of stuff. And he goes, all right, NFL, one third. Do they play a third of the season at least?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. He said, why do you think that? Billions of dollars.
Plus the NFL
puts their head down. they don't think. I said they don't believe in the virus.
Right.
He's like, yeah, you're probably right. Like, no, I'm right.
Now, you can't have, like the Lane Johnson O-line party.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. I love Lane, man, and he should be on the top 100 list, but come on, dude. You got to be smarter. And this is the notion, which is you can't, with all those people, I don't know how you remain safe. See, my biggest fear, and I don't even want to say it because I don't want it to come true, but my biggest fear is a player gets it and transmits it to some older coach who gets really sick from it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my biggest fear.
I mean, I even, not even just football. I was watching last night the Astros game. We were talking about the runner on second thing. I mean, Dusty Baker is in his 70s. Right? Like, upper 70s, I'm pretty sure. And he's got the mask on and he's got the really tight black gloves on so that, he's not touching anything, but he's still chewing something. And I'm seeing him, he pulls down his mask and to spit, and then he puts his mask back on. And I'm like, yeah, God forbid.
And you can't blame.
No, you can't. He's been doing that for 50, 60 years.
That's the point. Like, the whole idea of no spitting, no doing this, no doing that. I can't rip players for forgetting about it. It's human nature within the game.
Yeah, we talked about it, I think, last week. I played baseball a few weeks ago. It was we did a 9-on-9 socially distanced game, right? I'm still out there on the field and I spit and I go, I shouldn't do that. And then like an inning goes by and I do it again. Why? Because
And then it becomes psychosomatic because it's in your head and you keep saying no, you don't do it, and you do it. And
yep.
You're fighting with yourself, and that's what happens. Now, it's a problem. It's a problem. The only way it works, truly, if, again, it's a bubble. It's why there are no positive tests in the NBA. And outside of Lou Williams, and who else? Who went out to get wings?
Rashawn.
Yeah, Holmes, Rashawn. Yeah. Outside of those dopes, right? They were able to dodge a bullet. But the bubble works.
Yes, it does. And hockey, too. I mean, hockey's...
Right. I was about to bring that up. The bubble works. All right, let's get started on the phones. Let's go to where we at. Joe in South Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
What's up, Ian? How you doing, guys?
Hey, Joe.
How's it going, pal?
What's going, man?
I called you the other day talking about the game, and you were stuck again on the expressway.
Yeah.
Just so you know who I am. I can't believe the way they destroyed this game of baseball. I'm old. I'm an old guy. So I watched baseball when I was growing up. I can't believe how they destroyed it so bad.
I know.
And the thing is, it gets worse. They say baseball, nobody's watching it, nobody did. Blah, blah, blah. They're doing this to baseball. They're killing
it. Killing it.
They're definitely killing it.
No, it's a great game. That's why I want to preface by saying that I'm not criticizing the game. I'm criticizing MLB for how they run the game.
I know you are. Because, I mean, you're not old, but you know the game was great at one time.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it as a kid. I remember listening to it in school.
I'm sure, yes. It was a part of the society that way, that big. Yes.
The teachers wanted to listen to the World Series, and you listened to it in school.
And, Joe, it's still great. Like, There's that kid for the Astros pitch last night, Javier.
Yeah, Javier, yeah.
Who is got electric stuff. And I still love that young pitcher or young power hitter.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right? It's a great game, and yeah. They just kill it.
They're killing it, and the managers, the new young managers, are killing it with this analytics stuff.
Can you explain this. How in the world are you going to run around second base? You're on the home team now, right?
God.
The road team, the top of the 10th, failed. How do you not bunt?
They can't do it. They don't know how. Yeah. They don't know how to bunt. Did you see the way they hold their hands where they get their fingers get hit with the ball?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't know how to bunt.
It's a joke. It's silly.
It's a shame what they're doing to the game. But the thing is, the older people are going to be gone.
Yeah.
So they're not going to know that this game was a good game.
Yeah.
They'll never know because the young kids, they could care less.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And we played it. I played it all my life.
Sure you did. Yeah, it's a beautiful game. And listen, I'm not telling you that what they did in 1995 was always the right thing. I wouldn't bunt in the fifth inning. But I'm going to move the runner. They can't even hit behind a runner.
They can't do nothing. And it's a shame. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I
don't get it.
My brother, listen, you be safe, Joey. All right?
You too, brother. Yeah.
Thank you. Take it easy. Let's go to this. Look at this. Wait. Our autism champ. I got to get him up here. Our Eagles autism captain. The one, the only, Ben. What do you say, Benny?
What's up, cuz?
What are you doing, pal?
I'm ready for the Eagles. I think we're going to go 13. I love it.
I love the fact that you are that optimistic. You think the offense is going to be good?
Yes, and the defense, I'm excited. We got Darius Slay. Oh, boy, he's going to be a good part for our team.
Oh, terrific, man. How have you been doing with the during the pandemic, Benny? Because we haven't talked in a while.
You know what? I've been working a giant. I'm working today at Dorney Park. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day here.
Good for you, my man. I'm proud of you.
Beautiful
buddy.
Day.
Proud
You're
of
the
you.
Man, Cruz. You're the man.
So are we going to have? So you got 13-3, and they're going to beat out the Cowboys and win the NFC East.
We're going to win the NFC East first round bye, win the Super Bowl. I'm calling it. And then the Phillies are going to win the World Series this year. This is the year.
Yeah. No, buddy, this is where I can't allow you to think like that. Not with that bullpen.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, man, listen, believe all the way. I love you. You have
Wait, you ready? Eagles!
There you go, man. There's Benny, our autism captain. Ben does a lot to help raise money with the Eagles. He's the Eagles' autism captain. He's a good soul, my man, Benny. Loves it. Yeah, I can't let him do it, Tunis.
Wait, you don't have faith in Reggie McClain?
Are you kidding me?
Come on, man. Austin Davis. His ERA has gone up every single year. This could be the year where it goes down.
The only thing that has caused me not to destroy Klentak is the fact that
COVID-19.
There's a pandemic and Major League Baseball screwed it up. How could you go into the season with this bullpen? How could you let Leary out?
I don't know, man.
Forget about money. They're so deathly afraid.
God forbid.
Of the luxury tax that they're staying away from. Liriano, really? You have slop. He is the biggest dumpster diver GM in the history of sports, this guy.
Yeah, I ran when the opening day lineup came out, or like the roster, I looked at the bullpen. There were five guys, that he have an ERA of 5 or higher in their career. Career. And one of them was Ramon Rosso, who made his Major League debut on opening night, but his AAA ERA was over 5. So he had an ERA of plus 5 before even getting to the majors. And I'm like, dude, this is the bullpen you're coming out with? I mean, come on, man.
That's embarrassing.
Reggie McClain.
It is embarrassing.
Throwing pillows.
I, because of the whole situation surrounding the Major League Baseball, and because the Phillies lost 2 or 3 to the Marlins, yes, and in which they did it in the bullpen, just gas can. I don't know about you, but normally I would be down. I miss him. I don't miss him.
Yeah, because you're not looking forward to the next time Cole Irvin comes out of the pen. I get it.
I told you last week when we were talking that I don't think they're that good.
Yeah, now you texted me that after they won. What, 7-1 game two?
It was Wheeler.
Yeah. I still miss him.
Yeah, I hear. I just don't think they're that good. I don't think the Lions that good. I overrated in my own head because I was excited
that
for
last
real
year
sports.
Too.
They're not that good that
long. We did the same thing last year. Look at the names.
He's got nothing.
Yep.
He's up there trying to walk with a runner on with first and third.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to walk. I can't have a first baseman trying to walk when I got runners on the corners.
Yep.
So automatically, he's a mess. Still a mess. And if he's a miss, then they got no shot.
Yeah, I mean this is bad. Jim Salisbury pointed this out the day before. It was opening day we had him on when Devon was in for you, and he said, I don't know if you guys noticed, but their last scrimmage game 3 days before the restart of Major League Baseball, he went back to his old batting stance. So think about that. He worked from the time they were eliminated from playoff contention to the 3 days before the season, he worked on a whole new batting stance. 3 days before, he goes back to his old one because he felt uncomfortable. That same batting stance was the one that he hit, 180 with in the second half of the season last year. He's messed up. He is confused. He's guessing at the plate.
And I got news for you. That's Klentak's fault. He brought in Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
It's this whole launch angle thing. They screwed him up. And he's done. He may never be anything. And he had a shot when they screwed with his stance. They screwed that launch angle. It's amazing how bad they can mess up the situation. It really is.
Yep.
And now without him, who's good? So Harper, Realmuto. All right. You got DD who's credible.
Yep.
You got some pop. Who else do you like? I mean, look at Kutch. Come on. He's not Kutch of old.
Yeah, he doesn't. He definitely. I mean, the injury, he lost a step.
Right.
You know? Kingery's swung the bat well.
He's what he is.
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy that can probably hit 280 for you, hit you 20 home runs.
Yeah. Big whoop.
Yeah, in a 60-game season, what is that?
Now, we'll see. You, especially with no bullpen, you need a lineup that can generate real offense. Vicente in Lansdowne, Vicente.
Hola, buongiorno, amigo.
Oh, buongiorno, Vicente.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How's everything going?
Pretty good. Just hanging in there, focusing on teleworking every day, thank God. But I'm looking forward. I'm so excited about coming up the NFL season that they're going to play, and they're taking precautions and stuff. However, I was disappointed to hear yesterday that Lane Johnson, number 65, was tested COVID-19, tested positive. And he was put in the COVID-19,
with the protocol,
other guy,
right,
too. What was the other guy's name? I think it was Nathan Jerry and Jordan Malaita. So what do you think about this?
What do I think about them? About that?
Yeah, let me ask you another question.
Yeah, I mean, it's what it is, right? I mean, the fact that he tested positive, it's a huge. Even if he's asymptomatic, I don't know how he's going to come back. I mean, and this short period of time, guys have done it. Freddie Freeman had it, was really sick. He had a home run last night. So, right. I mean, he should be ready at some point. But what it means for the future of the game, I don't know. I mean, unless they're just going to reserve it and hope it doesn't spread.
Let me ask, because Jalen Mills, a couple of days ago, he came out with saying that he's promoting that miracle cure for COVID-19 that the president is promoting. You think that he has the solution for Lane Johnson?
That's all he needs, another crackpot. Maybe they can talk about the DNA from demons. Aliens. They're going to use alien DNA.
I don't understand.
Like that crazy doctor. Right.
When he says that this doctor from Haiti, he say, in fact, that Haiti was a slave country.
I can't even get in. The idiocy that runs rampant on a daily basis today, I can't even dive into it. I just want to watch the Clippers and the Lakers. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to my fingers that everything goes all right and Lane Johnson goes back into
it. I can't even react to it other than it is what it is, right? We talked about Lane Johnson, and who knows? How are they going to play? Here's the real truth. How are they going to play football with all those guys, right?
With all the mess.
With all those guys, how are they going to, all those people involved in putting on a football game. I said yesterday they should all go to Europe. If Europe would, I don't know if they would take them. I don't know if the UK would take them, but, they should go and play in Europe. There's no way in the world you can have without any sort of protective bubble. There's no way you can play sports.
Exactly. You got a point. All right, cousin.
Thank you, Vicente. Take it easy. How, Andrew? I still don't even understand how you can play.
I don't either. And again, it's so simple for football to just look at what's in front of them. NBA, NHL, bubbles, working fine. MLB, no bubble. One weekend, games postponed. Now, I get it. It's going to be difficult to bubble because you have 53-man rosters and individual coaches and trainers and all that kind of stuff. So a bubble would be very difficult. But if you're hoping to play the season and make your billions of dollars and keeping people safe because their safety is the utmost important thing. Okay. Then put up or shut up at this point. I mean, you're seeing what's happening with baseball.
I know. But they knew this. Again, this is not a mystery. You had since March to figure out the season. Now, if you see what's going on in March, right? And I'll give them a couple months just to kind of wait and see. But once there's a spike after Memorial Day, don't you have to make other plans? Don't you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know how the viability of Football Island and fields and what you do and if you go to Abu Dhabi and throw a bunch of money at the problem. I don't know. Here's the thing. If you need a place to play, there has to be a better solution than doing nothing. Right?
100%. Because if you do nothing, like basically Major League Baseball did.
Right.
Major League Baseball basically did nothing, and look what happened. Outdoor sport. Oh, well, they're outdoors. It won't affect them. Okay.
There has to be some plausible idea. Has to be. Football Island. You go to Europe. Go to Samoa. I don't know. Figure it out. They had all this time to figure it out. Now it's too late to do anything like that. All right. Let's come back, and I want to get into the idea if they play and where are you at with the Eagles. Also, it's hoop time. Is it must-see TV? I say yes. LeBron, Kawhi, Andrew, starting to get excited. For almost 65 years, let me tell you about a great company. For almost 65 years, Shaper Supply has been a family-owned Philadelphia-based company specializing in janitorial cleaning and restoration supplies. Now, this is it. what Shapers does. I got the Shapers basket. You saw that, Junis.
That was awesome.
Right? All the wipes and the masks and the you name it. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, they understand what business owners are going through. Charged with keeping their employees safe, customers safe. They understand that homeowners need to keep their family safe, right? You got to keep in Shapers supplies here to help. Shapers carries a wide assortment of easy-to-use, hospital-grade disinfectants that are registered by the EPA and CDC for use against the COVID-19 virus. They can be used on food contact surfaces. They are child and pet-friendly. They require no special equipment for application. Shapers Supply. That's right. S-C-H-A-P-E-R-S Supply. Attention contractors, business owners, custodians, janitors, homeowners, shop shapersupply.com. You got to purchase respirators, protective suits, foggers, electrostatic sprayers, shop shapersupply.com. That's where you go, shapersupply.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.